Hey there, before we get into the episode, I want to share with you something that I have coming up that is going to help you enjoy the wedding day. I don't mean to be dramatic, but one of the most important components to a successful wedding day is having a realistic timeline in place. You've probably been to a wedding, or maybe even been in the wedding party, on a day where everything was running behind from the very beginning. Or worse yet, you got up at 5 a.m. for hair and makeup just to sit around for hours waiting for everything to get started. So many wedding nightmares are all based around a failed timeline, so it's no surprise that couples struggle with creating this timeline. It can feel so daunting and overwhelming that it's just easier to put it off. How are you supposed to know where to even begin anyway? You've never done this before. Well, don't worry, because I have over 400 weddings under my belt, and I know how to create that oh-so-perfect balance in your timeline so that you're not missing out on any important moments because you were so rushed. On April 2nd, I'm hosting a free workshop to create your wedding day timeline, and I would love for you to join. We'll start with going over the main questions that you need to answer before creating your timeline. And then I'll walk you through the exact timeline process that I've perfected over the last 20 years. I'll also be able to answer your specific questions live so we can discuss any unique details for your timeline and answer any questions you might have. It's all happening on Zoom at 6 p.m. on April 2nd, and I hope you can make it. We can even review your existing timeline for any updates or changes that I might recommend. You can register for free at planningcollective.com/timeline. Now, let's get back to the show. Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan, and I've been a professional wedding planner for 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about being engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning a wedding. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. I'm so excited to share that we'll now be releasing two episodes of the podcast each week. On Mondays, I'm going to share some amazing conversations that I'm having with other wedding pros to better help you prepare for the big day. I'll continue to share my quick planning tips with you in the Friday episodes. For this first Monday interview, I chat with Stephanie Thomas, a bridal personal trainer and founder of Stephanie Thomas Fitness. Stephanie offers online programs to help brides feel confident in themselves by offering premium wedding fitness, bride training, and nutritional coaching programs so that you can eliminate self-doubt and insecurity. We discuss some of the most common mistakes that brides make when it comes to creating a fitness plan, and of course, some of her best tips for long-term success. Let's get into it. Well, thank you, Stephanie, for joining me today. I'm so excited to get into the fitness industry when it comes to weddings and related to the bridal market. So I would love to know a little bit about you. How did you get into the fitness industry, into the world of weddings? Give me a little rundown of your background.
Yeah, so I have been in the fitness industry for over 10 years. I started with yoga as a yoga instructor, and I absolutely loved it. So I branched out into health coaching, personal training, and I recently niched down to working with brides and people getting ready for a wedding.
Yeah, it's definitely a common request or a common goal for brides in particular as they're getting ready for their wedding to want to get more into either being more aware of fitness and their health journey versus having, you know, a bigger goal. And we'll get into some other details there in just a bit. How long have you been working in specifically with the wedding industry with brides?
For a few years now.
Okay.
In the most recent years, I niched down my whole business to work with brides only. And that really started because so many of my clients were brides and bridesmaids, and I really enjoyed working with them, and they were very dedicated to their training and just a pleasure to work with.
Yeah. One of the things in for I think most wedding and event professionals, you find the referrals through the industry too. So some people just kind of like fall into it because you do get the connections with the you have the one friend and then they've got their other friends or the other brides that are working together. So that makes sense that that's kind of how that happened. What are some unique challenges that brides or bridesmaids find themselves in as compared to, more of like the overall fitness or population, I guess, that isn't focused on wedding planning.
I think for brides, it's mostly that time crunch. So they have an end goal date. And really, fitness for me, I want it to be for life. So I do love to encourage brides to approach it in a healthy way and to find a routine that they enjoy so that they can go through it even after the wedding. So they want to continue it afterwards. And unique challenges are that as women, we are marketed such quick fixes, diets online, and just a lot of misinformation on the internet. So it can get so confusing to know what to do, what your workout should look like, and then you just don't know where to begin.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask about misconceptions when it comes to nutrition and wedding planning. Would you say that's one of the biggest misconceptions is, or I don't know if misconceptions is the best phrase, but misdirections or mistakes, what are some of the big errors that you see brides make?
I think that the biggest error to make is to think that you can lose weight super quickly and still do it in a healthy way and still be consistent with it long term. Because you might start a diet and it could be extreme and you might see results really quickly, but then you won't be able to follow through with it and it's not best for you to do so either.
Yeah.
So that's a common one, just bad diets, different supplements that were marketed to as women. And even as a personal trainer, I see it all the time.
Yeah.
There's ads target me too, and it's just so overwhelming to know what is really best for you. And then other misconceptions are to cut out carbs is a very common one. To do a lot of cardio to lose weight is another one. So
Yeah.
there's a ton out there.
Yeah. So the ones in regards to like wedding or brides specifically, usually just so, I usually try really hard not to specifically say brides because I don't want to, be excluding anybody. But I would imagine that the majority of your market is just the nature of your market. It is female based. It is mostly the brides as opposed to the grooms, but maybe that's a question I should also be asking. Do you have a lot of grooms or males that are also focused on fitness and nutrition before the wedding?
So it is mostly brides,
Yeah.
but their future grooms are also wanting to join in most of the time as well. So a lot of the times they work out together, and that's great motivation for the bride.
Yeah.
And brides usually are doing most of the planning. Sorry, grooms, but brides I see online are the ones really that take on most of the work.
That's interesting to see though that maybe it is the bride that's reaching out, but both of them want to do this as a health journey, realizing that this is something that very much extends beyond the wedding day, their health and their fitness level. It's like, okay, maybe the wedding is the inspiration to like kick things into gear, but it's something that's going to be going on past the wedding that would be ideal, I would imagine, right?
I think that's what it is. The wedding really kickstarts that inspiration, and then they tell me, I want to do this past the wedding too. I
Yeah.
don't want to do it just for the big day. And I love to hear that because I
Yeah.
know that they really truly want to be healthy.
Yeah. And it's not like, let me just drop 50 pounds really quick and then put it all back on during the honeymoon.
Right.
Yeah. Which is, a very natural thing for I think many of us have that experience where you've dropped some weight or had an event that has been like this specific goal or motivation and then pivot back to the normal life afterwards. So it sounds like your approach really is trying to help avoid that, where it's just a temporary or short-term goal or lifestyle change, that they're able to make changes beyond the wedding day and keep that health and nutrition and focus afterwards. Is that safe to say? Right.
Yes. And I do give them the most effective approach up to the wedding day too, for sure. Okay. I want them to see those results for the wedding day, but I also want them to know the best way to do it is gradually. So it isn't quick.
Okay, perfect.
Weight loss truly isn't very fast when done the right way.
When done in a healthy manner, I would imagine, right? Yeah, you have to be
patient
with it. Yeah. Are there some mistakes that you see? Would it be that they're looking for the quick fix then? Is probably the most common mistake that you see brides making when it comes to health and nutrition. They just want that fast result, but not thinking long term.
So some people, when they haven't exercised, they might be intimidated by it and they might not know where to start. And at the beginning, they might not find it enjoyable. So they might be looking for a quick fix. And I completely understand that. You know, you want to see those results.
Yeah.
And I know when you start something and it feels hard at the beginning, you're doing the workouts, you're eating healthier, and you're not seeing the results right away, it can feel very hard.
Yeah.
But the consistency is really what will help you see results.
Perfect. What would you say are like your number one tip that you would give to brides or couples as they're just kind of thinking about this journey to the wedding day of getting healthy beforehand? What are some of your favorite tips to give?
In terms of results, I want them to focus on a strength training routine.
Okay.
And I want brides to not feel, I don't want them to be scared of lifting heavy weights, because heavy weights will actually give them that toned look that most brides want.
Okay.
So a focus on strength training is really efficient, and they don't have to do as much cardio as they think that they need to do.
Okay. So when you say strength training, what are you referring to? Because I think like people, if you're not in that world, you do think like bench presses and all of that. Is that like, do you have to have a big weight bench or like go to like a muscle head gym to do strength training, or what's your best approach there?
You don't have to. So I actually meet brides exactly where they are at. If they want to work out at home, I make a routine that works for them at home.
Okay.
And that can include body weight, strength classes. It really depends on what they have access to, and I make it work for them.
Okay.
So it could include just dumbbells at home or body weight at home, or it can include machines at a gym or that squat rack too. So it depends on how experienced the bride is and what she, where she wants to work out.
Okay. So for those that are just getting into the, like if the wedding is sparking that first desire to go and exercise, it doesn't mean like you have to go to that very intense weightlifting.
No, routine. And I wouldn't recommend that for a beginner either.
Yeah.
I want them to start and be very comfortable with the movements.
Okay.
And then we can progress from there. So that's why it's really important to work with a professional too. So that way they, you know, they're guided in a gradual manner and not just jumping into a boot camp class that might hurt them.
Gotcha. So starting off with something too ambitious can actually backfire, which is what I think often happens, right?
Yeah. Or it was way too intense and you just don't want to continue on afterwards because it wasn't enjoyable. And that's why another thing is I want brides to find something that they enjoy too.
With that in mind then, what do you recommend for a bride that's looking to up their fitness goals before the wedding day?
Yes. So I do recommend like the focus should be the strength portion. Whether you're a beginner and you're mostly doing body weight, or you've worked out before, now you want to take it to the next level, we can add in dumbbells, or if they have access to a gym, I will incorporate what they have at the gym. That I like to be the primary focus, and that's the most efficient and effective way to see results. And then we can add in some cardio, and cardio could actually be power walking outside. It does not have to be running. If you're not a runner, if you don't enjoy it, you don't have to do that. Just walking every day is so beneficial.
Oh my gosh. That's That's actually really good to hear. I know personally, if I'm not on the elliptical for 45 to 60 minutes going all out, I feel like it's not worth it. But I love that I'm hearing that that is not necessarily the case.
And I know brides are so busy, like they're planning a wedding. Some of them are in grad school. So I know like life is so busy, and even taking those 10-minute breaks throughout the day and just going for a walk, all of that adds up. So you don't have to go for it hard for an hour. It's actually not that great to have a super hard 30-minute session or 1-hour session in the morning and then sit the rest of the day. You want to be, you know, moving throughout the day, and that all adds up.
That feels so doable.
It is doable. And I think fitness is way more achievable than people realize. So starting small is really key, and then you can build up from there.
Now, I know the second part of the conversation when we talk about health is what we eat, correct?
Yes, nutrition is key. And nutrition is really like so overwhelming with social media, and everyone seems to be a nutrition expert and you don't know who to listen to, and it can get just very noisy online. So I do recommend brides to work with a registered dietitian if they want a personalized plan for them. I think that's always best. I never, I discourage any diets that are telling brides to not eat a certain food group. So you want a balanced plate. You want to hit your protein intake if you want to gain muscle, which I know gaining sounds scary, but that is truly what we want. We want more muscle on our bodies. And as women, it's so important to have that muscle as we age. So focusing on building muscle is actually a very positive mindset instead of trying to think, oh, I want to lose something. So the more you think about gaining that muscle, it's actually motivating and you see yourself getting stronger. And then those weight loss results also come, which is very fun to see.
I love that. Anything that makes it easier, right?
Yeah.
All right, Stephanie, one question I have for you is something that I know we're seeing pop up a lot, and that is the recent frequency of weight loss drugs and shots that we're seeing people getting. Are you hearing a lot about that when it comes to brides getting ready for the wedding, like that being something they're interested in?
I do hear about that. And I think that, you know, brides should always talk to their doctor and see if it is recommended for them. Mm-hmm. But also keep in mind that this is going to curb your cravings and you might not eat as much. But as soon as you stop that, then you will go back to your normal cravings, your normal habits. So we want to make positive changes and mm-hmm. healthy habits that will stick. Yeah. And we don't want just something that will be a quick fix. So yeah. It might be considered a quick fix for some, but if your doctor recommends it, definitely talk to them. It might be a good option for some people, but keep in mind, as soon as you stop it, you might see that reverse.
Yeah, if it's just one of those quick fixes to drop a couple of pounds as opposed to really impacting a lifestyle change, that's kind of where that difference falls.
Yeah. So even if you do start one of those weight loss drugs, you will probably be encouraged by your physician to start some healthier habits as well. And you might be seeing the results from the healthier habits more so than the medication.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a bridal fitness trainer, bridal personal trainer, how does that work? what is the day in the life of a bridal personal trainer?
It is so much fun because I get to work with brides worldwide. So I have clients in Australia, in the UK, and it's just very fun to be working with brides regardless of their location.
Yeah.
And it actually works out so well for the brides too, because they don't have to go to an appointment. They're so busy, so they want to be able to fit in that workout at 5 a.m. before they go to work or after work. So they want that flexibility, and that's what they get with online training. I create the workouts for them, and I stay connected with them in an app.
Okay.
And they use that app for tracking, and it's really fun to, I get to see their progress in real time, but they get to do the workouts whenever they want to.
Oh, perfect. So they don't need to be in your area to be able to work with you. They can really just have an internet connection and they're good to go.
Exactly. Yeah.
Perfect. So when you're working with new clients, how do you determine what their goals are?
So when a client wants to work with me, they actually fill out an application for one-on-one online personal training,
Okay.
and they tell me about their goals. And after, if I am able to take on that client, then we go more in depth into their goals. So they fill out a questionnaire, and we make sure that the workouts and their whole routine is completely aligned to their goals. So they tell me their goals, their current lifestyle, and I make the workouts fit for them. And that way they get the most efficient workouts for them, but they don't have to do some crazy lifestyle change. Like, they're not going to have to work out 7 days a week for an hour. That's just not realistic, and that's really not needed either.
Yeah. And I imagine that's a huge part of being able to make it something that is sustainable, as opposed to the quick fix, like, okay, I can do this for a month until the wedding, but then as soon as the wedding's done, it's back to the same old routine. But like you said, you're looking to make this a lifestyle change and something that is more attainable throughout, past the wedding, I should say.
Exactly. Yes.
Perfect. Well, Stephanie, how can people get more information on how to work with you?
So they can go to my website, stephaniethomasfitness.com, and you'll be able to see everything there. If you want free resources, I have some awesome guides. So you can go to stephaniethomasfitness.com/resources, and you'll see a list of all my free resources. And if you want to work with me, I do have one-on-one online personal training and nutrition coaching, and also my signature program, Bridal Body Fitness. And you can do that program anytime, anywhere.
That's amazing. I love, you know, I love a virtual resource when it comes to wedding planning. I know that is so helpful. And I also know that you have I can't remember the name of it, but you have a free resource on is it arm sculpting?
Yeah, it's the Bridal Arms Mini Guide. Oh. So you can download that under the resources page. You'll be able to see that there and just download it from there.
Perfect. I think the arms are probably, the arms are on everybody's list, especially when
yes.
it comes to the wedding prep. Get those arms in.
Yeah.
So that is perfect.
And that's where I don't want you to feel like you're holding yourself back from lifting heavy. I want you to lift heavy for upper body, because then you'll see those results and you want to gain that muscle for that toned look.
Okay. That's so good to know, because I think people, again, I think everybody's just so scared that if you go above 3 to 5 pound weights, you're going to be bulking up, and that's good to know that it's actually the opposite.
Yeah, it is a common misconception, but it is not the truth, and it's actually hard to bulk up. You have to be eating a lot more than you think to look bulky.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. This has been fantastic. I love all the tips you've been sharing. And again, you can find Stephanie on Instagram at Stephanie Thomas Fitness and get those free resources, stephaniethomasfitness.com/resources. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I'm sure we will have you back in future episodes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that was so much fun, and I really hope you enjoy this new format. Thanks again to Stephanie for taking the time to chat, and make sure you follow her at Stephanie Thomas Fitness over on Instagram. And now, I'd love to hear from you. Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and let me know what questions or topics you'd like to hear covered in future episodes. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.